give me courage to love. Know the secret of us. Don't hurry, my love. Nothing good gets away. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Vahu suparna sayuja sakaya samanam vrikram parishwasva.
Om Shanti. This is a poem from Gitanjali, poem number 50. I had gone a begging from door to door in the village path. When thy golden chariot appeared in the distance like a gorgeous dream, and I wondered who was this king of all kings. My hopes rose high and methought my evil days were at an end, and I stood waiting for alms to be given unasked, and for wealth scattered on all sides in the dust. The chariot stopped where I stood. Thy glance fell on me, and thou camest down with a smile. I felt that the luck of my life had come at last. Then, of a sudden, thou didst hold out thy right hand and say, "What hadst thou to give to me?" Ah, what a kingly jest was it to open thy palm to a beggar to beg. I was confused and stood undecided. And then from my wallet, I slowly took out the least little grain of corn and gave it to thee. But how many great my surprise when at the day's end I emptied my bag on the floor to find at least little grain of gold among the poor heap. I bitterly wept and wished that I had the heart to give thee all my. This is the poem by Rabindranath Tagore. A beggar went out in the morning for begging, and to his utter surprise he saw that a chariot is coming. And when the chariot was near, he was overpleased to see that king is coming, and he thought, "Today I am going to get lot of money, lot of alms. The starting of the day is so beautiful that when I am going for begging, directly king is in front of me. Now I will go to him, open my apron, and king will give me so many things." But to his utter surprise, he found that the king came down from the chariot and bowed down in front of him and said, "Give something." He was shocked. And the king said, though not in the poetry, that some fortune teller has told that I should go out early in the morning and beg. If I do this, probably the misfortune which is about to befall on kingdom will not happen. So please give something. The beggar was confused because he had the habit of asking, never giving. So he put his hand in his bag, in his wallet, and took out one grain and just gave to the king. And the king was happy and left. At the end of the day, when the beggar came home, he opened his bag, and in that bag there were so many grains, but that one grain had become a grain of gold. So he thought, had I given more to the king, probably the entire grains would have become of gold. So at last the poet is unhappy. But how great my surprise when at the day's end I emptied my bag on the floor to find at least little grain of gold amongst the poor heap. I bitterly wept and wished that I had the heart to give thee my all. He started blubbering. He started crying. why I did not give him everything, whatever I had. When the king had come, and the king has come now, in front of you, give him. Giving, sharing, it's such a beautiful thing in life. When we share something, we expand. Sharing is expansion. Holding is contraction. All expansion is life. All contraction is death. When Baba comes, he gives. He shares. He gives us gifts. Many gifts. But what we do with those gifts? Do we keep on taking, only receiving, or we also give him some gift? It's in giving that we receive. It's in becoming less that we become more. So give. The more we give, the more we grow. The more we hoard, the more we become less. We get stunted. Yesterday we read about circle and lotuses and the drill of becoming bodiless in a second. Today, Baba is having yet another thing to tell us about the subtle world, about the angelic world. Iske baad Baba bole, Mere service saathiyo ko saugat kya denge? Baba ka kehna aur saugate hazir ho gayi. For him, it happens in two ticks, in a jiffy. Kya tha? बहुत ही सुंदर बैच बाबा के सामने आ गए. तो देयर वर लॉट ऑफ बैच विच केम इन फ्रंट ऑफ बाबा. बैच भी न्यारे और प्यारे थे. ऊपर पिन में निकलेश भाई, ऊपर पिन में मेरा बाबा लिखा हुआ था. देयर वाज अ पिन देयर वेयर इट वाज मेरा बाबा रिटन. और बैच के अंदर हार्ट का चित्र था. एंड इनसाइड द बैच, so this is the badge. So inside the badge there was a picture of heart. Uske beech mein, now inside that, Shiv Baba ka chitra, heere jaisa, there was like a diamond. Ke roop mein bada chamak raha tha, jo bada nyara aur pyara lag raha tha. Baba ne har ek ko baaho mein lekar sabko saugat di aur kaha. What he said? Yah aapki dil ka chitra hai. एक दिलाराम बाप ही दिल का सहारा, सर्व संबंध में है दूसरा ना कोई. ऐसा कहते सौगात देते सबको साकार वतन में भेज दिया. सो टुडे इज बाबा इज डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग गिफ्ट्स इन द सटल वर्ल्ड. एंड व्हाट वाज दैट गिफ्ट? दैट गिफ्ट वाज अ गिफ्ट ऑफ अ बैच. हाउ वाज द बैच? देयर वाज अ पिन. ऑन दैट पिन इट वाज रिटन माय बाबा. एंड इनसाइड द बैच देयर वाज अ हार्ट. एंड इनसाइड द हार्ट देयर वाज अ डायमंड लाइक picture of Baba. So he is giving the batch. This batch is a divine batch. Baba says this batch is a shastra. Shastra means this batch is weapon. This batch is armor, a shield, kavach. This batch is Shastra, scripture. This batch is memorial, a relic, a something, a symbol that reminds you who you are. This batch is Gita, Ramayana, Mahabharata and Gita. This batch is a means of service. This batch is a means of safety. So just as we do yoga, where we feel, imagine, visualize, that rays are going out from here, from the middle of the forehead and entering the entire body. You can create a divine batch meditation. What is that? From here, now the rays are coming out. Just close your eyes and feel that from this batch, just visualize the batch first of all. There's Mera Baba written there, my Baba, and inside there's a heart and there is a diamond. And from that diamond, divine rays are coming out, penetrating first of all the heart inside. Gradually the rays are spreading everywhere, the entire chest, abdomen region, both arms, face, brain, back, spine, both legs. The divine light is permeating every pore of my body. The divine rays are filling me with divine light. I am a being of light. My body has become self-luminous, full of radiance. The batch is becoming more and more luminous, and the luminosity is spreading everywhere. Om Shanti. So you can practice this meditation. The rays are moving out from the batch, is entering the heart. The vibes of love are moving out, moving inside the heart. And dispelling the darkness of hatred, grudge, irritability. The night is coming to an end. Rains have stopped. Darkness is fading away. The morning is around the corner. The sun is waiting to come up, and I enter into a new world, a new morning. People say good morning and good night. We say God morning and God night, because the morning starts with God and night begins with God. So ours is God morning and God night. You know, in medical world, in critical care, when the patient is very serious and the heart rate has gone down, we call it bradycardia or bradyarrhythmias. They put a pacemaker. So this batch is like a divine pacemaker. It will automatically reset the heart. The heart is also, this batch is also a defibrillator. It's a AED, automated external defibrillator. When the heart rate is going up very high, the heart is fluttering. Heart rate is very high. And the same event is happening multiple times. How many times to admit the patient and give shock or injections? So they insert a device inside that is known as, this is a defibrillator. So this batch is a defibrillator. This is external. This is an inside defibrillator. This is also external, but it will send waves and give shock. So when the heart rate is low, pace. When the heart rate is high, shock. Bradyarrhythmias, pace. Tachyarrhythmias, shock. So when you are very low, very down, feel that this pacemaker is working and bringing your heart rate to normal rhythm. And when you are hyper, flying in a rage, extremely excited, all excitement makes you extrovert. So this defibrillator, these are very cheap defibrillator. That's very costly. How much, Ravinesh bhai? This one? Start with 5 lakhs or something. This one. And permanent pacemaker? 1 or 2 lakhs, something like that. So those are very costly. This is a very easy deal, free. So feel that when you are very excited, now about to fly in a rage, today's Murli Baba said, Avesh. Avesh means force, anger. Calm down. So this pacemaker will, this defibrillator will calm you down. So feel that. This is working as a pacemaker, this is working as a defibrillator. Constantly feel that from this batch, rays are going inside and getting mixed with blood. And then the blood is circulating in the system. Now the blood is not the normal blood. The blood is filled with divine light. This batch is your food. It provides you with light, and light is what you need. Whatever we eat turns into, from solid, it turns into liquid. From liquid, it turns into gas. Light is gas. Cells just need light. Living on light. This batch is a source of pranic nutrition. It will provide prana to the system. It is all about your belief and how many times you have repeated that belief. Once you keep on repeating any belief for a long period of time, it will become reality. Thought becomes reality if it is repeated multiple times. So Baba is giving us a batch. It's not just about the gross batch. It's also about how you perceive it, how you feel it. So this is a very beautiful meditation. They can fail, this AED and other things. This will not fail. They run on batteries and all. This runs on divine battery. So Baba gives gifts. This is a good thing to learn from him. He has the habit of giving. When you give something, what happens? For that you are giving? When you give, what happens? Baba said in last Sunday's Murli, every thought, every sankalp should have love. Every sankalp should have, what is the next thing? 4 things every sankalp should have. Not sahyog. Every thought should have just the starting of the Murli. That is here only, love. That should be niswar, that should be selfless. What is the second thing you should have in every thought? Sahanubhuti, Rahim Dil. What is the second?
What was the second?
What was the second? That is here only. Sahanubhuti, Data and Rahim Dil. Okay, so this become four. So Rahim means you're compassionate. There are different words, you know. One is mercy, another is compassion, another is sympathy, pity, empathy. These are different words. Pity is means you just pity somebody. Oh, he's a poor man. But what are you doing for him? Nothing. That is the lowest. You have mercy for somebody. You took mercy on him. Oh, this man. Oh, this pen. So mercy, but you aren't doing anything. Compassion is little higher. Even sympathy. You sympathize with somebody, something wrong happened to you. I do sympathize with you. I may even help you, but nothing more than that. Beyond sympathy is compassion. Karuna. It's a big word. Your heart is filled with love for that person. And even higher than that is empathy. This is sahanubhuti, this is samanubhuti. You feel the same pain. Somebody is suffering. I also feel his pain, his suffering, his anguish. So Baba says, be Rahim Dil. Baba says, be giver, data. Give. Make this your natural nature. Always keep on thinking. And the best, when you have to think, at Amrit Vela. Move around your house at Amrit Vela. And think, what are the things which I have to distribute today? Let your mind move in your almaris, your shoe rack, your kitchen. What are the things which are stored there extra? Your clothes, your shawls, your electronics, your gadgets, gizmos. Just think of what all things which are there extra with me. This is a thing you can move around in your house at Amrit Vela. And think of giving. Learn this thing from God. His nature is that of a data. His nature is that of a donor. He gives. He loves to give. And he doesn't expect anything in return. He doesn't want anything in return. He says, I don't need anything. This is everything for you. Love. He is so full of love. In fact, love is the highest emotion in this world. The highest. The frequency of vibrations of love. The frequency is the highest frequency. All other things will come later on. So, today, practice that divine meditation, divine batch meditation which we did just now, multiple times throughout the day. Again, sit in meditation. Meditation should be done multiple times. It should become a daily habit. Because meditation is the foundation of this life. And if something is foundation, we should be master in that. Master means who knows everything about his subject. Ins and outs, faults, shortcomings, what are the problems. In computers, they have troubleshooters. So we should also be knowing troubleshooting. What are the problems in my meditation? Is it in posture? Is it in thought? What? Or timing? And things should be repeated multiple times. If meditation is the foundation, repeat it so many times that it becomes a natural habit. When you have nothing to do, you just sit and meditate. And meditation should become a natural process. It's without any thought. Just as vices have become natural, meditation can also be made a natural, a habit, an addiction. When you don't meditate, you should feel restless. The meditation should pull you more and more. And our meditation should become deeper and deeper. It doesn't mean that to sit in just one posture for a long time and you have become a deeper meditator. Not like that. We understand the deeper meanings of, you know, the Gyan cannot be understood by churning. Gyan cannot be understood by reading, by writing, by discussing, by churning. The points of knowledge would get clear only in the deeper stages of meditation. Rather, meditation is the foundation of Gyan. Yoga is the foundation of Gyan. In today's Murli Baba said, male peacock, female peacock, that dale and that tree of papaya. If that can happen here, why not with the yogbal, with the power of yoga? Reproduction can happen in Satyuga. So meditation is extremely powerful thing. To what depths we have understood it. The deeper levels of meditation. Our meditation should not consist of just repeating, chanting something. I am this, I am that. The word should go away in the deeper stages of meditation and just you remain. That's it. The wordless, the speechless, the commentaryless, the lightless, the translight free meditation. No translight, no light, nothing, no music, no group, nothing, wherever you are. It's not just Madhuban bound meditation. Free yourself from everything. Our meditation should become independent. Independent of all the external things. Then it is a real meditation. Wherever you are there, Madhuban is there. Wherever you are there, Paramdham is there. You create your own reality. It is the mind which is the foundation of everything, which is the source of everything, not these external things. Supports we are taking for some time, but gradually the support should fall down. And we move into freelance meditator stage. Just sit in meditation for 1 minute. Om Shanti.